Budget wrangling continues on Capitol Hill. House Speaker John Boehner has said he will support President Obama if raising the debt ceiling if Democrats agree to major budget cuts. Meanwhile, the president sets the stage for 2012 budget negotiations. Now, here to shed some light on the posturing and what feds need to be watching out for is Eric Wasson. He is a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Eric, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, sure. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, we got this debt ceiling deal, and the cuts that Speaker Boehner is talking about are not insignificant. We're talking trillions of dollars. Does that give the Democrats then some room for negotiation, or is this set in stone? What's going on here?
Well, I thought it was very interesting. Yesterday I was talking to Senator John Kyle. He's a member of this Biden group of deficit talks that met again yesterday. And he was emphasizing that that there's no exact line in the sand. And Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, has also said we need to be talking about trillions. In other words, they want to talk about a 10-year budget plan. And the opening position for the Republicans is this Paul Ryan budget that passed the House last month, which cuts about $6 trillion in spending. What Boehner told the Economic Club of New York on Monday night was that, any increase in the debt ceiling, which is going to be reached by August 2nd, the amount by which it's going to be increased should be offset or equal to the amount of cuts. Now, we know from sources that Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, has asked for about a $2 trillion increase in the debt ceiling. So this would mean Republicans are looking for about $2 trillion in cuts. It's not specified over what time period, but I think it's generally assumed that would be over a 10-year period, perhaps.
But they each seem to have their unmovable rocks of Gibraltar because the Republicans are saying forget about tax increases. Those are completely off the table. And any thought of any alteration of Medicare is off the table for Democrats. I mean, Harry Reid said this morning, or maybe I heard it this morning, he said he'd rather tax the oil companies than take away Medicare. So you have this hard language, which, frankly, on both sides, mischaracterizes what the other side wants to do, I think. How are we going to get around that?
Well, I think part of this is, I tend to view it as sort of optics surrounding a negotiation. So, the Republicans are saying, okay, you've taken off Medicare from the table because you refuse to talk about it, so we're taking off tax increases, and they want to make that sort of an equivalent. They want to make that a trade-off. I think it's a smart move for Republicans because in the polls it's proven their idea for reforming Medicare at this stage is very unpopular. You could say that the American public might not understand it, but the polls show and the reaction in certain town halls over the two-week recess show that, the idea of turning Medicare into a type of voucher system, not for current seniors, but for seniors after 2021, has a lot of people scared. So Republicans kind of have a dual motivation for saying this is off, this is off the table. They can just say that the president has taken off the table, so therefore they're not backing down. But in reality, I think they want to inch away from this. And, sources claim, it never was going to be a request for the debt ceiling. It's more of a long-term thing. And Paul Ryan himself, who came up with the idea, says it's about the 2012 election. So in a way, I think it's pretty clear that Medicare won't be part of this deal. But Medicaid, I think, remains on the table, and the Republicans wanted to block grant Medicaid, the federal government's share of Medicaid, to the states, and then cap its growth. So this would result in deep cuts to Medicaid, which doesn't just affect low-income people, but it also affects seniors who have exhausted their savings or are in nursing homes. So a lot of groups who advocate for Medicaid are very concerned right now that that's going to be part of this Biden talk.
We're talking with Eric Wasson. He's a staff writer at The Hill newspaper. Now, for the past couple of months, even longer than that, let's call it a past year or so, feds are feeling a little beat up, and they're a little antsy and maybe even a little defensive. Is there anything they need to be watching for over the next few weeks and months as these negotiations are ongoing?
Well, I think, definitely sort of federal worker pay or hiring freezes are very much a part of the conversation. This comes up again in various Republican budget proposals. They continue to especially on the more conservative members, continue to seek, an extension of the pay freeze to 5 years. to include step increases and to also, have a high, sort of a hiring, not a hiring freeze, but to sort of mandate that any hiring requires two existing workers to leave the workforce. And I think that this probably, some element of this could probably end up in a debt ceiling talk. One of the things that if you take Medicare and Medicaid cuts off the table, there's a lot of other mandatory spending cuts in the Paul Ryan budget, and some of those also affect, payments to the federal retirement system and so forth. So I think those are things that, are very much on the minds of negotiators right now.
And what about the, I'll use a Latin phrase, the deus ex machina. When is the gang of six senators going to descend and provide a new backdrop for all this? Couldn't that change the whole game too?
It could, but, they're looking increasingly marginalized. I think it's a disappointment, especially to people like Kent Conrad, who've been, spending months and months on it. I think there was a real sense that if they could come out with something before these Biden talks began, they could really, that would be the time for them to have maximum influence, because they would have put down a marker. Now the Biden talks since last Thursday have started. This involves, House Majority Leader Cantor, Senator Inouye and Baucus and Kyle on the Senate side, and then also Representative Van Hollen and Jim Clyburn on the House side. And then also President Obama is calling in the entire Democratic caucus today for a meeting, calling in the entire Senate Republican caucus tomorrow for a meeting. So it's kind of moved to a higher level for now, and it's unclear when the Gang of Six will be able to wrap up. They haven't, had meetings for the last couple of days. Meanwhile, Conrad, under his own budget pressure, is really about to release his own Senate budget resolution, which we learned yesterday is 50% spending cuts, 50% tax increases. Now, this is more on the side of tax increases than Conrad originally wanted, but he's under a lot of pressure from liberals in his party. And I think this is also sort of that's a negotiating marker saying, this is what our dream is as far as tax increases, and maybe that we'll move more towards spending cuts in some kind of negotiation with Republicans. But apparently it includes surtaxes on millionaires and so forth.
Eric Wasson, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thanks a lot.